House of Transformations is a charity that is a place where you can go and stay, you know, after you get out of jail or are waiting trial. It's, you know, it's basically a halfway house, but also, you know, more than that, a place where you can theoretically get substance abuse treatment. You can go into rehab. You can, you know, get hooked up with like job training opportunities. You know, imagine it's 2020. There's this new nonprofit that starts up. And, you know, pretty soon there's just a wave of money, of federal relief money that comes along to help businesses and nonprofits grapple with, you know, trying to survive the pandemic. And in 2021, the city had a first round of like $50 million to hand out. And so House of Transformations, along with many other local charities and nonprofits, they asked for some of that money. And they received $1.6 million from the city as part of what's called ARPA, you know, the American Rescue Act.
So Rosalina Magaeva founded House of Transformations, so she's obviously a central figure here. Who is she, though, and what's the story with those earlier Medicaid fraud allegations?
Well, this was not someone who I was familiar with at all, really. I had been doing some reporting back in March on the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission because there were lots of complaints being made by city employees. We've talked about this before, but, you know, by city employees who were alleging all kinds of things happening within City Hall. And one of the agencies that's supposed to investigate like discrimination within the city was the Anchorage Equal Rights Commission. And then I was trying to get familiar with their new commissioners. And so, and Rosalina was one of the new commissioners appointed by Mayor Bronson. At the time, if you had Googled her, one of the first things that comes up is this permanent ban by the state of Alaska, because she had another company called A Loving Care, and that provided like home personal assistance. So that business and then Maviaga herself were banned by the state from serving as Medicaid providers, which is, you know, a pretty drastic punishment from the state. And she actually was formally criminally charged, but they ended up going the administrative route and banning her and her corporation from serving as Medicaid providers. And I didn't mention it in stories at the time because it felt like tangential and not super important to discussing why the investigators weren't closing cases, and didn't come up again until more recently when I learned that she's now under federal investigation once again.
Yeah. And so how do you know that they're under investigation? Because we haven't seen an indictment or some charges come out, but I understand folks are talking about that.
Yeah. And to be fair, I mean, we often hear people are under investigation and are unable to land stories about it. You know, the feds, they investigate lots of things. You know, they often don't lead to indictments. But in this case, we knew that, for example, I'd spoken to a business owner who had been approached by a Treasury Department investigator and maybe someone from the Small Business Administration. And remember, the Small Business Administration gave out the PPP loans, and they were asking questions about Bitcoin investments and about these kind of nesting, what I've referred to as nesting dolls of nonprofits, because you have Maviaga, who owns House of Transformations, but then House of Transformations, you know, either the nonprofit version or a for-profit version might own a bunch of other corporations, right? So the investigators were, frankly, they've talked to a lot of people as part of this investigation. So I think it was probably hard to keep it secret. You know, two things allowed me, in my opinion, to report the story. One was I went to House of Transformations and they just basically said, yeah, we're being investigated. I mean, they kind of admitted to the investigation. And the other element was eventually the city just said, okay, here's what we've been asked about. You know, we have heard from the feds. They are asking questions, and here are the corporations and entities they're asking about.
Do we know what they're under investigation for?
I think it would be risky to kind of guess at what they're under investigation for exactly. I mean, we know that the feds are asking about the federal money that they received. The federal investigators are asking for things like the applications that they submitted, you know, saying, here's what we're going to do with those grants. You know, so I imagine they'd be looking at, well, you know, what was that money used for, right?
Obviously, a big part of this story is whether the city, and I guess in this case, we're talking the Anchorage Assembly, you know, properly vetted this nonprofit and, you know, its founder. So what does either, I guess, you know, the mayor's office or the Anchorage Assembly have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, what struck me was it just seemed like it would come up. You know, if you're going to give $1 million plus to somebody that you would, like, the thing I was telling my editor was like, you know, you would imagine that like the state or the city would vet someone, you know, to the degree that like somebody who's like vetting their first Tinder date would, you know, that they would probably Google, you know, they would like Google the name, might look at CourtView, you know, and like, and that we called it like the, you know, the Tinder threshold. Like, did they do like that amount of like vetting? And it does not seem like it. Or if they did, they sure didn't ask about it, right? Which is maybe even kind of raises even more questions. Let's see. Rivera was the chair at the time, I think. And he said, well, the assembly doesn't have the budget for an investigator.
And that's Felix Rivera, the assembly chair.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, they seem perfectly capable of Googling things. You know, it does seem like the kind of thing that maybe should be addressed in policy, like some type of formal policy.
So there was a lot of federal money flowing into the state, as you noted in the story, you know, during the pandemic and for pandemic relief. Is your sense that this is, you know, one of maybe other groups that we're going to find out in the future either wasn't vetted properly or came under investigation?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think the ARPA funding was a beacon for fraud nationwide. You know, I think that's been shown. And now we're seeing examples of questions being raised about how that money was allocated, you know, who it was given to and what they did with it in Alaska. And, you know, frankly, with this type of reporting, you know, I feel like I'm just kind of getting started looking at, okay, so where is the federal money going? Because anytime you scratch in one direction or another, it just doesn't take long to kind of come across something that just really raises a lot of questions. So I think there's a lot more to be known in that arena.
All right. We will stay tuned. You can read the full story at ADN.com. That was Anchorage Daily News reporter Kyle Hopkins. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Of course, anytime.